The mayor of Claremont says the city has been inundated with calls about the case of a young biracial boy who was the alleged target of a lynching-style attack by local teenagers. The boy's family has recently called into question the police department's initial handling of the investigation of the incident. The state attorney general's office is now assisting Claremont investigators with their work. The boy's family has allowed his name, Quincy, into the media. NHPR's Upper Valley reporter Brita Green has been following this story. Earlier today, she spoke by phone with Quincy's uncle, Lyric Merlin. She started by asking him to describe the response from the Claremont police.
So when my sister called the police, they dispatched an officer, and I honestly can't remember his name. There's been so many various ones involved. But he questioned my nephew right in front of the boys. So it wasn't really handled properly from the get-go. If this were adults, that would have never happened. Then when I went to my sister's house to try and find out what the next step was and what they were going to do, she said they told us there's not enough evidence. And that kind of struck me as odd, considering that it's the testimony of a child who clearly has rope burns and bruising and open wounds on his neck.
They said there wasn't enough evidence to continue with the investigation.
Right.
And this was after he had returned home from the hospital.
Yeah. So after that, my sister had posted on Facebook, and I created my own post. And apparently it really got shared a lot. And a lot of people were reaching out, and my youngest nephew fell ill. So my sister had been in the hospital with him. He was just discharged yesterday, actually. And it seems like when my sister's boyfriend had contacted the police, at that point, once everything kind of started gaining more visibility, that's when they actually said, well, we'll continue to look into it. They kind of changed their tone, but they had been brushing my sister off and not answering any phone calls or anything before this all happened. So it definitely took the publicity and the visibility to motivate the police to actually look into this seriously.
Are you confident in the investigation now that the state is involved?
You know, I'm not really sure, because I felt like from the beginning that there wasn't enough neutrality. It was very, very clear that in the beginning there was a bias already towards the perpetrators, you know, the other kids in this. Mark Chase made it very clear in his statements, and maybe he didn't think before he spoke, but that already set the tone for exactly the way that this is going. And not one time did they discuss, you know, hopes for Quincy getting better or having a full recovery from this emotionally and physically. It's been about, you know, these boys and not wanting their mistakes to follow them. You know, I think that says it all right there.
Is there anything else that you want to add that I'm not asking about? I mean, obviously there's a lot to talk about, but anything that you want to clarify or that you feel like hasn't been reported or is important for people to know?
It's important that people understand that there really can't be any sugarcoating with this issue. You know, the reality is there's been a rope. You know, there was a rope and an 8-year-old child who, if Quincy were any smaller than he is, he's a pretty stocky little boy. If he were any smaller than he is, he would never have been able to free himself from that rope. And then we would have an entirely different situation on our hands. So it's so important that people take this seriously and that the investigators really look at this from a perspective of, even if it wasn't racially motivated, which it clearly was, the knowledge that death comes from hanging was certainly there.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Brita, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No one from the Claremont Police Department was available today to comment. In a statement earlier this week, Claremont Police Chief Mark Chase said his department has taken the incident seriously since it was reported. The state attorney general's office says it will take, quote, any and all appropriate action, end quote, if there is evidence of a hate crime.